Kevin, I know we'll try to move as fast as we can, but you got a question here. Let's go for it.
Hi, Doc. Dr. Wright. Oh, brother.
That's okay.
I just started out. Sorry.
No problem, sir. I can hear you.
I take Ramipril and Metoprolol for AFib.
Oi, okay.
Right, yeah. And I have to stay away from monosodium glutamate. And other than that, I haven't had any long episodes of off rhythm, but there is some flavor enhancers that do trigger it. So I have taking Metoprolol and Ramipril.
Okay, I'd be a little nervous about the Ramipril.
What's the word on Qanol with CoQ10? I bought one off the shelf, but it never really pinpoints what they claim it does.
Well, ma'am, or sir, I'm very sorry about that. It does help with cardiac health, but it doesn't do much for regulating electricity, which is what you really want. I'm not putting it down. It's very good for cardiac health, but the electrical regulating part, not so much. Now, I'm a little nervous about anything that ends in prill, because if you look that up, even in Wikipedia, which doesn't like natural medicine, it'll tell you that that kind of medication has been known to set off autoimmune disease, and who needs that? Not so much the metoprolol. All the metoprolol does is interfere with the guy's erections because it calms down his adrenaline so much, and that's no fun if you're a guy. But I would be checking with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and has been doing it for a while. Here's why. There's an amino acid called taurine. I work with two people who completely control their AFib with taurine. I'm not kidding. It's an electroregulator. It's used in little kids to damp down their seizures, even when they're having severe seizures. It damps them down. Then there are four different minerals that are known to regulate electricity in the heart. And one of them, imagine that, is copper, which helps regulate electricity in the house, too. Copper wires. And doctors who know that kind of stuff, and we have several in the Tahoma Clinic, Dr. Sherman, Dr. Lamson, myself, all know that we still only have a 40 to 50% chance of completely controlling it with the minerals and with the taurine. But that's completely controlling. We can sometimes help a person get off one and get down on the amount of medication they have to take, or off of one and not the other, something like that, and still have good control. But yeah, that's kind of a long discussion about which ones and how much and so forth. So Just letting you know there's an alternative there, and you might check in with a doc who knows what they're doing with those alternatives.
It's in the family, doctor. My sisters have it, but not as much as me. When I eat the wrong thing, especially a monosodium glutamate, my heart goes like a fish out of water. It just goes everywhere on the map. It just goes all over the map. And then after about 8 hours goes by, it's not doing the rapid. I read that the rapid can create more problems if it's a rapid little beat. But if it's irregular beating, it's not too much in the risk of a stroke, they told me. It's when it flutters real fast. But if it's just cattywampus going off to different rhythm levels, that's less of a concern than the ones that don't. So
okay, sir.
You can't help anything.
Well, I'm not aware that it'll help with that, no. But it will help with the heart muscle and its energy needs. It'll help with that.
And garlic?
Not particularly cardiac pointed, no, sir.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.